Rocky Lou of Rocky Lou Productions. This podcast is the eighth in a series of stories by Amber Lockridge. The collection entitled Obruni documents Amber's time as an exchange student in Ghana from 2000 to 2001. Some journeys are more personal than cultural. Today's story, My Church, reveals how living among a ubiquitously Christian population has challenged Amber's beliefs about religious traditions, personal integrity, and agnosticism.
My church smells like chocolate. A deep, sugary scent that quivers your nostrils and teases your tongue. Chocolate bar peddlers probably make a small fortune after Sunday services. Some days, my craving for it causes me to inhale deeper and deeper until I want to run up and lick the side of the cocoa factory next door. Of course, the term my church is a little misleading. I sing nearly every Sunday with Asempa Choir. Every important event, I am to be found, robed and jeweled, singing my heart out in several languages with my fellow African choristers. Yet, I am neither a part of the congregation, nor do I consider myself to be a Christian. I've done nothing to enlighten my church members on this information, although I have repressed a few urges to stand up and exclaim dryly, "Yes, I am going to hell. Thank you. I am Satan's minion." On the whole, I'm sure I appear very devout. I've learned how to close my eyes at the appropriate time and wrinkle my brows in approved concentration. I can sway and move my lips rapidly, emitting a variety of sighs and exclamations as I am so moved. "Hallelujah" from the pastor deserves an amen from myself and my sister on the left.
Oh, hallelujah!
Amen.
I dance up the aisle to the collection plate in grand style and have adopted an upward gaze while singing in praise of Jesus. In fact, I doubt sincerely that anyone would guess at the extent of nothingness that is actually occurring in my brain at these times. My most recurrent thought is, "I'm tired. When can I go home?" Although, possibly, I am not alone in this mental complaint. I used to feel a sense of deep hypocrisy about my behavior. That twinge still hits me from time to time, but it usually emerges as an amused and ironic grin. I'm not sure what changed. Did my principles shift, or did I just get used to the lie? Perhaps my ego finally found a compromise between pride of honesty and the need to appear perfect. I have a battalion of rationalizations. I'm just trying to assimilate into the culture better. And if anyone actually asked me, straight out, I tell myself, I would confess the truth. Despite the moral ambiguities, my acceptance, or resignation, of the ruse has made church more enjoyable. In addition, Secondi Evangelical Presbyterian is conducted entirely in Ewe, a Ghanaian language I don't know and conveniently refuse to learn. I understand almost nothing of what's being said around or about me. The sermon cannot strike the fear of God into my heart, and I have an excellent excuse for not repeating affirmations. Instead, I cradle my head between my arms and stare at ants pushing bits of dust around on the floor. I think my own thoughts, dream my own dreams, or just embrace the quiet black void. I suppose I could take the opportunity to pray, but in truth, I'm afraid I might accidentally start believing in the act. On the other hand, I was recently reminded of the beauty that faith can offer when two missionaries came to pray with my family. We all sat close together, my sisters surrounding me on the couch, and the men's gentle voices muttering a continuous stream of praises to Jesus and to God. We prayed for my recently deceased American grandmother and for a safe journey on my return to the U.S. We prayed for light to show the way and gratitude to fill our hearts. The electricity had gone out for the fourth time that day, so a candle flickered against the downturned faces in the dark room. Each one held their hands upward, and we sang, imperfectly but beautifully, as a warm glow encircled us all. They felt God. I felt unity, love, and the goodness of an open heart. Could these be the same sensation? A man who was trying to convert me once asked what he thought was a rhetorical question. What do you have to lose by becoming a Christian? Everything, I answered hastily. Everything that's important to me. To become a Christian, I would have to renounce every other religion. I would have to give up the possibility of other spiritual beliefs being true. I can't do that. I am not a Christian, I told him, but I am also not a Buddhist, and I am not a Hindu, Jew, Muslim, or Confucianist. I don't think he had an answer to that. He sort of cocked his head to one side and fished for words. Unfortunately, my ride came for me just then, and I have never seen him since. I don't know whether his question revealed more to him or to me. The exchange was, in a way, the culmination of my religious experience in the past 9 months in Ghana. I have learned more about Christianity than I would ever have allowed myself in the U.S., but I am, if anything, even more agnostic.
My Church was written and read by Amber Lockridge. The theme music is Apatampa from Ghana Rhythms of the People CD, used with permission from Multicultural Media. This podcast was recorded and lovingly cultivated by Rocky Lou Productions. If you liked this, come and see what else we're working on at rockyluproductions.com.